In today's Change Through Pain podcast episode, I ask the question, how bad do you want it? So I'm asking you, how bad do you want it? And you may be asking yourself, how bad do I want what? Well, what I'm referring to is your purpose, your passion, your reason for being here as a soul inhabiting your body on this planet. Why are you here? Is it to wake up, go to work, come home, watch a movie, go to sleep, retire, and then die? I don't think so, and that's not how I'm living my life, and no one should live their life that way, because we are all here for a purpose. We all have something special to offer. So today's episode is about how bad do you want it? Let's get started. I highlighted reading the other day and why reading has been so important to me and why I focus on reading every single day, even if it's just one chapter. And I do listen to audiobooks, but while I do that, I'm exercising in most cases. I ride my bike, I jog, I walk the dog. Any of those things that I do, even when I'm at home and I'm doing calisthenics, push-ups, crunches, things like that, I am typically listening to an audiobook or a podcast. And exercise, I believe, and everything that I've studied and those things that I have looked into myself, exercise can be and typically is the catalyst to motivate you and inspire you to do more in your life, to aspire to accomplish your goals, to get up, follow a disciplined schedule, a regimen, create new habits, create a new lifestyle. And exercise is going to help you do that, and it's helping me do that. And I've been exercising most of my life, but I've really taken it serious in my adult life. And yes, you know, I've got different things in my family, conditions that people have that in some cases they claim are hereditary. And so I've wanted to maintain my physical health. I didn't always focus on my mental health, and it suffered. And I was like in really great shape physically, and I could run further than I've ever run before, run faster, ride further, ride faster, do more push-ups, more pull-ups, more crunches than I've ever done at any point in my life. But I just wasn't feeling fulfilled mentally, spiritually. And it was whenever I recognized how well that I was feeling and my mindset was motivated in a different way because of the exercise. And once I put the two together and realized that if I put as much effort and energy into my mental health, my spiritual health, I could be unstoppable. And once I focused my energy on everything together, meaning that I would wake up in the morning and I would not check my phone. I'm very, very bad at that, but I'm getting better at not checking my phone. And then spending time in thought and meditation, stretching. I find those things work very well for me first thing. And then I get up and I drink a full glass of water to hydrate myself and to remove and eliminate the toxins. And then I will go to my routine of the coffee, breakfast, of course, and then whatever the next step is for the day, depending on when I might have to work on something or go to work, etc. I will exercise. I try to exercise first thing and stick to that discipline. And through this process of focusing on my mental health through the meditation, my physical health through the exercise, through the stretching, and then my spiritual health by learning and discovering new ways to look at things from a different perspective, through the eyes of another who have experienced something similar or something completely different, but something that I didn't quite understand or realize until I became more compassionate and empathetic to these individuals and things that they've experienced. And yes, we all have challenges in our life, and we face tough things in our lives, and we each have to decide how we're going to move forward, learn and grow, and continue to improve ourselves and continue to just keep moving forward and fight. You got to fight for what you want. You got to have energy. You got to stand up. You got to be firm. You got to set your boundaries. You got to believe in yourself. You've got to set the disciplined habits to create success for yourself. So if you apply these things to your life, if you're just not sure what to do and you're just feeling miserable, what I can tell you is that you need to start with the exercise. And the exercise is going to be the catalyst to push you forward in these other areas. And then you'll have the energy, you'll have the motivation, you'll have the inspiration to begin adding new habits to your life, habits of learning, growing, becoming the best version of yourself. And if you're physically fit, if your diet is healthy, if you're hydrated, if you're rested, if you have a gratitude mindset, if you're optimistic, if you're compassionate, if you have empathy, if your spiritual health is fully developed to the best of its ability up to this point in your life, you put all these things together and you're going to be unstoppable, and you're going to be living your best life that you could possibly be living. And I will also note that I chose to eliminate alcohol because I am an alcoholic whenever I consume alcohol. And so I know that I have a struggle controlling that. And so I decided to stay away from it. I chose to eliminate meat from my diet and dairy for health reasons, and I've never felt better, never been healthier, and it's just amazing. So I invite you to apply these things to your life, and if you don't know where to begin, start with your physical health and just get moving. Just get walking around the block after dinner, at lunch, first thing in the morning, and just build on that. Just build, and you're going to start to feel so much better and so empowered. And that's going to motivate you and be the catalyst to improve your mental and your spiritual life as well. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you apply these things to your life. And if you need any assistance, please reach out to me. I'm here to help. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to the Change Through Pain podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. As a men's coach, my mission is to empower men to have confidence, be disciplined, and live on purpose with passion. If you're a man who desires to replace current habits that are keeping you stuck by creating new habits that will transform your mental, physical, financial, and relational health, this program is for you. The first program I offer is a strategy session to sit down and unpack one challenge you are currently facing. The second program I offer is the Empower Hour. It's a 1-hour video chat and will focus on one area of your life you're unsatisfied with and help you determine a measurable action plan. The third program I offer is 30-Day Power Up. It's a 4-week high-intensity wake-up call. And the final one is the Man on a Mission. That is the signature program that will take you from where you are now and create the life you desire in 15 weeks. If you're interested in any of these, please learn more by visiting changethroughpain.com.